Singaporeans are living longer lives, but living better requires long-term planning. And one key part of this retirement checklist is having the right kind of insurance. Our insurance coverage should at least take care of medical and long-term care expenses.
A health insurance plan covers for our hospital expenses, should we be hospitalized or if we need a surgery. And sometimes, in more severe cases, these costs can become very prolonged, right? So you don't want to rely or tap or deplete your retirement savings in an event like that.
In Singapore, the National Healthcare Scheme, MediShield Life, forms the basic foundation of our medical care.
MediShield Life is sufficient to cover large medical expenses incurred from staying in subsidized B2, C-class wards in public hospitals, as well as pre-existing medical conditions for all Singaporeans. Two-thirds of patients choose B2, C-class wards when they are admitted to hospitals.
Those who prefer enhanced coverage can choose from the Shield plans offered by the 6 approved insurers.
Let's say if one wants to prefer a better class in terms of medical treatment, be it in an A ward in a government restructured hospital or in a private hospital, then therefore they will look for individual insurance company to do the necessary upgrade by adding in riders to enhance their medical plan. But key thing to take note, all this upgrading will increase in terms of their premium. So as a retiree, they need to take note about their budget. Can they afford?
The different health plans can also be found on MoneySmart, Singapore's leading personal finance website. Whatever the decision, and especially if one decides to go for more than the basic coverage, it's important to note that premiums will also increase with age. Another key consideration is getting coverage earlier in life, before any medical conditions arise. Pre-existing conditions are excluded from coverage, or insurance companies can decline to cover such applicants completely. The second important area that insurance should cover is long-term care.
When something happens, we don't want, as a retiree, we don't want to be a burden to the family members. Because if not, it will deplete into their savings. Long-term care itself, it can be something very permanent. Because when a person is bedridden, we will know that it's for how long. It can be 5 years, it can be 10 years, or even longer. So a long-term care plan will take care of that portion.
In Singapore, ElderShield and CareShield Life provide some basic level of payouts on a monthly basis in the event of severe disability.
ElderShield and CareShield Life are long-term care insurance schemes that provide basic financial support for those that are severely disabled, which means being unable to do at least 3 out of 6 daily living activities, including feeding, washing, dressing, toileting, walking, or walking around, or transferring from bed to chair and vice versa.
Singaporeans can also choose to supplement the National Long-Term Care Scheme.
They choose the amount that they prefer. At the same time, the premium must be affordable. Because some of them will say that $600 per month for long-term care may not be sufficient. So they want something higher, so they can upgrade to $1,000, $2,000 per month. In terms of something happened, the money is put on the table on a monthly basis. But all these enhancements end up will go back to the dollar and cents again.
There is another way to get a one-off lump sum payout if we end up severely disabled. Typically, our life insurance or term plans come with a rider for total permanent disability, or TPD.
Those plans for total permanent disability would pay a one lump sum, and I think that can be helpful to the patient or to the customer, because there could be care that's needed for certain assistive device that's needed, or additional care and services that the person may need in the situation of permanent disability.
Once the two key areas of medical and long-term care have been taken care of, and if the budget allows, we can consider critical illness or CI plans, which pay out a lump sum on diagnosis of critical illnesses such as cancer, heart attack, or stroke.
Average cost of critical illness can cost anywhere between 30,000 to 50,000, even sometimes to 100,000 to 200,000 in severe cases. So I think the question we need to ask ourselves is really this. Even after retirement, right, if a critical illness were to strike, right, would we still have enough to provide for our families, our own lifestyles, and pay for our outstanding liabilities?
The coverage for most CI plans ends after 75 years of age. One way to get coverage of CI for life will be to get a life insurance policy with a CI rider early in life.
When a person reaches the age of 70, 75, typically they may not be able to buy into a CI plan because of the health as well as the entry age. So some of them will have a whole life insurance with a CI plan inside as a rider, or typically what we call a CI whole life. So some of them will have a limited premium payment. So which means that they only pay for 20 years or they pay until the age of 60, but it covers them for life. So that will complement them in term when it comes to retirement age, come to retirement planning.
At this point, we may want to pause and take a review of all our policies. Do we have too many policies? Can we afford the premiums, especially after we retire and we don't have a source of income?
And as a rule of thumb, I think we recommend that most or bulk of the insurance premium payments be done in our working years so that, you know, we free up expenses when we are retired. One shouldn't be too bogged down by having like so much insurance, like post-retirement. It's really about affordability versus needs and wants.